Good morning, good morning. Let's all inhale and exhale. Yes, inhale that greatness and exhale. Absolutely. So we do libations. Libations is an opportunity for us to bring in great energy and great spirits for those who have led us and they have left us or gone on. So we have loved ones, great leaders who have been in our communities and our families, pioneers that we know who have been significant to our life. And we ask them to come into the room and be a part of the ceremony in a spiritual way that we will never be able to understand because it's their energy that controls all of the greatness that goes on inside of a ceremony when you do a libation. So when we call out a name, we say, bless to Savera, we say Ashe, and Ashe means so it is, or bless this. So if you call a name from anyone from your family, a great leader that's no longer with us, someone who has transitioned, you say bless this event or Ashe. I will pour water as you call a name. We will ask those spirits to come to us. All those great leaders and all those great people who have made significant changes in your life or anyone's life, call their name. Anyone, just call a name for me. Give me your name. Ashe. Ashe. Ashe, Ashe, bless this event. Ashe, 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 I heard you. Ashe, bless this event. Ashe, Ashe, bless this event. Ashe, bless this event. Ashe, bless this event. Can we all say together, bless this event. Together, bless this event. Thank you. Okay, so everyone feeling good? Yes? So this is going to be a very organic candle lighting ceremony. I want you all to feel comfortable. Again, my name is Roncha Dickerson. I'm honored to be here. Reverend Kent and the family here, we thank you all so much. 3 years strong and we're still going, right? And it feels good to be here to celebrate. We're in a pre-Kwanzaa space because Kwanzaa celebrated at a certain time of the year, but we are in pre-Kwanzaa, but this is a great opportunity to teach about it, correct? So today we're going to have an organic ceremony with you guys. Going to have all the children or any family that like to come towards the front and maybe sit in the area here. Come on down. The children want to see the table, be a part of the drumming and the dancing. They can feel welcome to come and sit here in the front. We're going to go some song and dance in the front here. Please feel welcome to come. It's very organic, very open. We're going to have good energy up here, and children bring great energy, and so do the elders. So come on forward and sit with us and have a conversation. So Kwanzaa. A celebration of family, right? Celebration of family, community, and culture. Today, we integrated our Kwanzaa slideshow to go into the table. So everyone who cannot see the table, you'll be able to see every symbol on the table by way of the PowerPoint, all right? So it makes it easier for you. All right. So we're going to do a little drum call. Jamal, could you get me a little drum call, please, to bring everybody in? Thank you. Thank you. Give them a hand. Let's bring that good energy in. Yeah. So here we are about to start the process of learning about Kwanzaa. We want to bring the great energy in. So can I have the eldest person in the room give me the permission to begin? I need you to raise your hand and say you may begin. Whoever's the eldest person. Listen, age is wisdom. So whoever's the oldest in this room, give me that wisdom and say you may begin. And don't fight over it because I know some people in here want to say, no, I'm 71. I got you by a month. Got it. So whoever it is it you? May I begin? Yes, you may begin. Thank you very much. Now I need the youngest person that's able to speak. Now you know when you get older, you start saying, oh, I'm just 70. But when you're younger, no, I'm 5. No, I'm actually 6 now. You know, you get real matter of fact is when you're getting young. You know, you're young, like I'm 6. I'm not 5, I'm 6. So whoever's the youngest that can speak, someone raised their hand for me who's the youngest. Can you say, yes, you can begin. Oh, thank you so much. So we've been blessed, right? We're able to start. We always ask for the elder and the youngest to continue on the tradition of Kwanzaa, right? So before I start the show, the Kwanzaa Light Ceremony, I want to bring up a special person who's going to sing to you guys a song and a dance, right? And I want you all to kind of, as a matter of fact, I want to do Dimi Di Fa Be. Let's do that. Come on up here. I want to teach you guys a song really quick, right? This song is called Call to the Children. Since I have so many children up here, we're going to make a space where you all can kind of dance with us in this song, okay? I'm bored of Naima. Naima's going to sing a song to you. And just like a call and response, okay? Naima's going to sing a song to you that means Dimi Di Fa Be. This song was created by my husband when he went to West Africa to study in Guinea. He came up with a song that he said, we have to have the children get used to singing with us and being a part of the ceremony and a celebration. So he made a song that's just called, Children, Come Here. Children, Come Sit With Me. Children, Enjoy. And have them sit at the feet of the elders and have a conversation of love and peace. So Naima is going to sing the song, and it's simply called Dimi Di Fa Be. Dimi Di means child or small child. Fa Be means come here. You might hear her say the word Diorde. That means baby, come here. Okay? It's very simple. Ready?
Dimi Di Fa Be, 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 Wawa, Diore.
Welcome, children. All right. So now I'm going to have Salima come on up and join us. Salima's a little lady. She's in the third grade, and she's going to do a poem for you. And this poem speaks about the beautiful colors of the flag in Africa. So Salima, come on up and come do this poem for us. This poem was given to her by her grandmother, who transitioned, but she has kept on her legacy and is able to recite this poem and sing a song with the poem. You ready? All right.
Red, black, and green. Red, red, black, and green. Red, black, and green. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know what the colors mean? Red, black, and green. Red, black, and green. Red, black, and green, do you know what the colors mean? To hold our head up high, to wave our colors to the sky, to stand up, to be heard, to speak our own truth, our own way, and our own sense of words. Assemble for our fight for freedom, still we fight. Red is for the blood of our ancestors and for the people who still must die. Black is for the people of Africa, north, south, and east, they will cry. Green is for Mother Africa. Mother Africa, we are one. One people seek a freedom under the moon, stars, and sun. Red, black, and green. Red, red, black, and green. Red, black, and green. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know what the colors mean.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Salima. Wow. So what are those colors on those flags? Again, let me hear it. What colors are they? Awesome. So here we are. So we're going to start our candlelighting ceremony. What is Kwanzaa? This international celebration was created in 1966 by Dr. Milana Karinga. It's a week-long celebration held in the United States of America, and it's come from Western civilization, Africa, the African diaspora. In the culture, it is observed from December 26th to January 1st, culminating a feast and gift-giving. Kwanzaa has seven core principles. It's called the Nguzo Saba. Here's the creator of Kwanzaa, Dr. Milana Karinga. Purpose of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a celebration that was established as a means to help African Americans reconnect with their African culture and historical heritage by uniting in meditation and study of African traditions and the Nguzo Saba, seven principles of African heritage. Greetings during Kwanzaa. You may hear a greeting like this. Habarigani. Everyone say Habarigani. Say Habarigani. That means, what's the news? So every day during Kwanzaa, we say Habaragani. You say back to me, a principle of Kwanzaa. Since we're in pre-Kwanzaa, we don't generally say Habaragani, but we say Habaragani during the 26th of January 1st to say, what's the news? You would say Habaragani. You say, the person will say back to you, Umoja Habaragani. They will say the next day. You just say, what's the news? And you're working on that principle every day. So remember Habaragani. Kwanzaa table. This is the basic table that Dr. Milana Karina created to give symbols of Kwanzaa. We're going to go through each symbol, and I want you all to feel comfortable of knowing these symbols and be able to say them with me and be able to know what they all mean. Symbols of Kwanzaa. The first symbol on the table is the mkeka. Can we all say mkeka? The mkeka is the mat. The mat is the foundation on the table. That's what you sit your kanara on top of. That's the start of your table. So if you want to get a mat, you get a nice wooden mat or a long mat to cover your table. You start your foundation that way. Everyone say kanara. Kanara is the beautiful candle holder. Some people use small ones, big ones, tall ones, short ones, but you put a beautiful kanara that's handcrafted out of wood on your table, and it makes a beautiful design for Kwanzaa. That's the one that starts the foundation. Bendera. Everyone say bendera. Bendera is the flag. That's the flag that was given to us by Marcus Garvey. You see it on the table. It's red, black, and green. It doesn't support the colors of Kwanzaa. That's your theme throughout Kwanzaa. Everyone say mishuma. Saba. That is the seven candles for Kwanzaa. Every candle represents a different principle for the Nguzo Saba. So you light one candle each day from December 26th to January 1st. Everyone say Kikombe. Cha. Umoja. That's your unity cup. Every time during Kwanzaa, when you light your candles in your ceremony, we take this Kikombe Cha Umoja and we drink from it and say it's one of the principles for the day. And we pour that water, as we say our principle, back into our plant to give life back into the ceremony. So every morning you wake up or when you get a chance to do your ceremony in your home or at a community event, you pour libations back into the plant to give life again back to the earth, right? Mazao. That is the fresh fruit and harvest. Pick from the most bountiful fruits, the best possible thing you can find in your groceries, grocery store, or in your farmer's market, and put those on your table and replenish it. Make it so that you will use some of these vegetables and fruits to cook from that day, and let the children come and select from that and teach them how to eat proper and have great things in their body, and you want to create that fresh fruit filling and fresh vegetable filling in your family and utilize that every day. Replenish that. The way you would go to a supermarket and buy fresh bread, you know, you buy fresh meat, you do the same thing with fruit and vegetables for the Kwanzaa harvest. Muhindi. Everyone say Muhindi. That is the corn. Now on my table, I have the same corn as you see here. We have the Indian style corn, and every corn represents a child in your family. I'm a mother of six, so I have six corns on my table. But if you have no children, you put just two corns, represent a boy and a girl, right? And you keep those corn, represents the future of your of life in during a Kwanzaa celebration. And it's okay to also have the fresh corn. If you can't find the Indian corn, use the fresh corn. It represents the same exact thing. Don't go crazy. I can't find that Indian corn. It's not going to look right. Get the fresh corn. Put it on your table and does the same exact serves the same purpose. All right? And that represents the children, the future. Books and literature. Very important to have on your table. Always put books, literature, things that make sense to you, because it's important to read from every day. If you see on our table here, we have the book by Dr. Milana Karina. You all can come and look at it if you need to. This is one of the first books he wrote on Kwanzaa. And we put this on our table to remind us to go through it every day and read and kind of reflect on the things that we are supposed to be working on personally. So this book is a very good book to read. And we have plenty of children's stories up here. I always pull up my favorite story, but it's up here. This is my favorite story, Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters. I keep it up here. It's such a great story for young people to read. It has such a great story about good and evil. And it's a great way to communicate to children and teach them lessons about life. So I keep these kind of books up here for the children, and I also we read patches every day from our books. Zawadi, say Zawadi. That is the gifts. Now I want to get into this part. Everyone says, is Kwanzaa a replacement for Christmas? And the answer is absolutely not. Kwanzaa is a celebration of African culture. Christmas is a religious holiday, so how can we replace a religious holiday? It's impossible, right? You celebrate Christmas, you enjoy Christ in Christmas, right? But for Kwanzaa, you celebrate for the African cultural heritage part and supporting of Black community and Black people. So for the Zawadis, please don't go out and buy billions of gifts like you're doing Christmas shopping or Christmas gifts. You don't go to the Target and the Walmart and all the big stores and start buying, I gotta get Kwanzaa gifts. No, you create these gifts. you get something. My children, every year, I think I may show you guys, they buy me little things, they make little things like this for me, and I wear these beautiful trinkets because it represents the heart of them, their creativity. They make me many things. I have bracelets galore and little rings made out of the pipe cleaner. I have 1,000 of those things. They're red, black, and green, and purple. I said, Mom, I made you another one this year. I can put them all across my hand. I said, oh, thanks, guys. You know, so I have plenty of those at home, but I love it because it shows their creativity. And then we do special things like you put a book. You put some books or some trinkets inside of a box, and you know, you wrap them in great paper and keep the theme, and you give it to someone. Now, there is a special time that we do for Kwanzaa. If you see someone in need, they may need a coat, and that's your gift to them as in support of pushing the principles of Kwanzaa. You can do that, right? You can do that, but don't go out and spend money unless you're going to support the vendors who are pushing African culture, you're doing that kind of support, go for it. But don't go into the stores and just shop, shop, shop. No, Kwanzaa is about giving from the heart and the spirit, right, and being in the culture of it, okay? The Nguzo Saba, these are the 7 principles that Dr. Karinga created that represents Kwanzaa. And these are what you go over. Dr. Karinga always asks us to do it, you know, for the 26th, December 26th to January 1st. But if you can represent these principles every day of your life for 365, it makes a difference. So we're going to go over those principles of Kwanzaa as we light the candlelight ceremony. Did everyone get one of the Nguzo Saba sheets you can go through with us? Everyone get one of these? If you did not, let us know. We can bring one back to you. But you can see it up here. We have the Nguzo Saba up here. Also, we have it up here. I know you all can't read it well. I want you all to be able to go through the candlelight ceremony with me. So we're going to get right to the candlelight ceremony. I want to stop before I start the candlelight ceremony. Anyone have any questions? I know I went through that kind of fast, but it's a very basic understanding of what's on your table, how important it is to have basic symbols on your table to represent Kwanzaa. Anyone have any questions so far? We're good? All right, great. So the first candle we light is for the first day of Kwanzaa, December 26th, all right? And that's the black candle. The black candle is lit every day through the whole celebration. You always light the black first, all right? And you go red, green, red, green. So because I'm behind you, I want to let you, it goes like this. So if we're looking at it this way, so I can be very clear, it's left behind and right to the future, okay? So we leave the past behind, and we look right to the future. The red is for behind, the green is going forward. So I'll be opposite of you, so you can see it that way. Okay, I just want to be clear on that. Black is always in the center. So we light each day, red, black, red, green, keep going back and forth, all right? So our first day that we light for is for December 21st, and that principle, someone name that for me? Umoja, and Umoja means unity. Can someone read that for me? Yes, and that just speaks, everyone be unified. Just, you know, don't let race, creed, color separate us. Let's work together and create a better space and harmonization in our community. Just start in your home and your community. That starts the special principle of Kwanzaa. We're going through a lot right now in America, right? We're going through a heck of a lot in America, but we need to unify the heart of God. Bring God back into this place. Let the spirit of that righteousness be amongst all of us and unify as one. And that's what we like the black candle. The black candle represents the people, and from Africa to here. We want all of us to feel unified. So we light the black candle first. Someone read the second. The second one is Kuchi Chakalia. Anyone say Kuchi Chakalia? And that means self-determination. Who wants to read that for me? Yes. Self-determination. Always in life, know this. Be determined in everything you do. Everything you do, wake up determined to complete, finish a task, be a part of just being determined to make a difference. We all sit back and say, somebody needs to do something, then that person has to be you. Because if you're saying it has to be done, it needs to be done. So be determined and be diligent in that work. Be determined to create a space of that in your daily routine. Put that self-determination in your, and live by that self-determination. Who wants to read the next principle? It's Ujima. Everyone say Ujima. Collective work and responsibility. Who wants to read that one?
To build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together.
Absolutely. And that right there just speaks to me in a space of the spirit of family. So we sometimes just close our eyes or bow our heads down. We see wrongdoing and we see people hurting sometimes. And that spirit shouldn't live in you because it should eat at you because you know that you can do something to help if you can. So I used an example yesterday when I was teaching. I said sometimes we see children who may be unfortunate, may look like, you know, they're going through some changes. It doesn't hurt to ask the family, how can I help? How can I support you? I'm not trying to step into your life and tell you what to do. I'm just trying to help you get a little help. And that's important. We just can't close our eyes to see things that are going on that's hurting. We see communities that are suffering. We have to go and give and create that space to have that collective work responsibility. Also, come together and work as one. Start these groups. Create social justice groups in America that's looking for progression. We're trying to move forward in life. We're not trying to stay stuck. Just push forward, right? All right, who wants to read the next one? It's Ujamaa. Cooperative economics. Ujamaa. Yes, that simply means we want to keep the money, we want to create money and keep it in the business inside of our community. Now, for the Black community, we want to support Black businesses. We want to bring that energy, have people come and support those businesses. During Kwanzaa, make it a special business to go and support Black businesses. Go to a vendor, go to a space where you know the people are celebrating Kwanzaa and support those vendors because that's their job. That's how they create their income. So you want to be able to support that. If you see any other business in your community, go and support that and have that space when you're dealing with Kwanzaa. Have a space where you're supporting African culture and African heritage. The next principle of Kwanzaa, who wants to go with that one? That one is Nia. Nia is purpose. Everyone say Nia?
Yeah.
Right. Who wants to read that for me? That's right, traditional greatness, restoring our people's traditional. We have to rebuild and get everyone back conditioned to know about that love and that commitment. Let's restore. And everything you do in life, do it with purpose. When you wake up in the morning, you inhale that greatness. You want to inhale that greatness and say, I'm going to walk in that purpose and that righteousness into being a servant, right? Because every day we wake up and we're serving. We're serving our families. We're serving our community. We're serving our parents. We're serving our spouses. We're serving everyone. Stay in that spirit of serving and God. And then it's just blessings will open up. But you want to always do it in purpose. Everything you do in life, you do it with purpose. The way you get dressed, the way you speak, the way you operate, the way your energy goes, make sure it has a special purpose, right? All right, the next one, Kuumba, creativity. Who wants to read that for me?
We all dance as much as we can, and where we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited.
Yes, yes. Have that creativity. We are creative people. And instill that creativity in our youth. That is our future. I think the creativity, personally, if I can say that, is starting to become kind of second to, you know, modern technology. We can say modern technology is pretty creative because whoever created it was creative, but we have gotten away from being hands-on and using these things as our hands to create things, and everything's become so digital. Digital is great, but we don't want to let children forget that things are created by hands, too. Let them fill the earth. Let them not only see it in the picture, but get their hands in the soil and feel what dirt feels like and know how to plant something and know how to grow something, and they can appreciate that for life, right? Because if the internet breaks down, you can't Google a thing. You got to learn with your hands, right? You can't Google it. You're not going to. How do you Google how to bake a cake? Really? How do you cut a cucumber? Really? You're going to Google these things, right? So you want to. How do you wash a load of clothes? Get your hands in it and work that out, right? So you want to be able to have that energy in that space, okay? And for our last day of Kwanzaa, it's Imani. Imani means faith. Yes. And who wants to read that for me? Yes, and you see that was confirmation, the elder and the youth at the same time. Give a hand to that. God is here. That was it. That was confirmation. You wouldn't think we set that up. That was the energy that we brought inside that room. An elder and a youth together decided to read Imani. So that lets you know that we are on the right path. We are walking in his destiny. We are doing the right thing. So Imani, go into that new year with faith. Know that you have done a great, you're still standing. It could have beat you down. You could have had a bad year of just some mishaps in his life. And someone told me, if you don't have problems in life, you're not living. Because life's about problems sometimes, right? Somebody said, being an adult sucks. It's true. We got to go through it, right? We got to go through the ups and downs and the things that happen. However, you have to get through it too. You get through it and you're able to tell that story to someone else and say, I did this. I've been there. I've done that. I'm telling you the truth. I'm still maintaining it. I'm not perfect. Every day I'm a student of God's work. I'm still trying to learn how to be a better me. So with that being said, go into that new year with faith. That January 1st day, meditate. Think about it. And I can say my new year is my birthday. When I have my birthday, I know that I've maintained a new year. But January 1st is the day that we all kind of atone and look at it for a transitional year of numbers. So we're going through 112 months of something, right? And now we're going to a new year. But for you all, for Kwanzaa, this January 1st is that day to kind of reflect, be around good people, bring in that energy that you need to be in your space, and have faith that it will all push towards the right direction. That's very important. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So you can keep those in Google Saba and go over that. If you have any questions at the end, please feel free to ask me anything you want to ask, and I'll be able to talk to you about it. If I don't know, I will get information back to you, and we're good. So thank you for letting me share with you.
Please take a moment now to center yourselves after all that activity. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale as we pray and meditate for peace and understanding in our world. Our hearts go out to people everywhere affected by violence, hardship, discrimination, and grief. To those in Aleppo who face continuing war, displacement, and uncertainty as they wait for evacuation and relief. Our hearts go out to the freedom protesters in Warsaw, Poland, on their third day of protesting. And on this day, we remember anti-apartheid activist Stephen Biko on what would have been his 70th birthday. In our nation, we offer prayers of comfort and hope to those who are alone in this holiday season, to those who are hungry, cold, and homeless. In our own community, we send loving thoughts to Mary Phelan as she struggles with ongoing knee problems, and to Joanne Davis and her family as they deal with her father's heart surgery. For those we have named, for those whose names we do not know, and those whose names are carefully guarded in our hearts, may they feel the love we're sending them today as we circle our arms around them and hold them in the light. The last day of Kwanzaa, as you learned, is January 1, the start of the new year. And as we heard, and as is true in many cultures, it's a time of self-assessment and of reflection, a time of looking back and looking forward and even looking around. In this material-driven age, we're bombarded by messages of commercialism and consumerism. But just for a moment, let's put all that aside and look deep into ourselves and at the world around us. Refocus and recommit to those values and people that are important to us. And in meditation, I ask you to consider three questions. Who am I? Am I really who I say I am? And am I all I ought to be? Following this moment of meditation, we'll sing hymn 123, Spirit of Life. And for those who are visiting, the words are in the order of service.
I knew in my heart we needed Kwanzaa so much this year, but until I experienced it in this worship service with Rancha's leadership, I didn't know really how much. It's a tough time for many people in America, regardless of how one feels about the election or other issues. It just feels like there's a lot of sadness and fear and worry. So I am so grateful for this day of celebrating African-American heritage and human heritage and unity. Thank you to this entire group for being with us this morning. Thank you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to start by saying Mark made me do this. No. Takiya Noor Amin was a member here for a number of years while she was studying for a PhD in dance at Temple. She's now teaching dance at Colorado College. And her mother, Karima, wrote this rap as a Unitarian Universalist in the Buffalo Church about 40 years ago. So this is the Kwanzaa rap. Jamal. Yeah, I'm gonna call. Do it for yourself. Don't put it on the shelf. Do it. It's time to say it's all mine. Do it today. Don't delay. Celebrate, celebrate from unity to faith. Let's talk about a man with a master plan, a vision, a mission, who made a decision to start a tradition. With Afrocentric definition. Karenga was his name, and teaching was his game. Kwanzaa was his aim. In 66, it came to be, to be, to be, to be. Kwanzaa, 7 days of reaffirmation. Kwanzaa, 7 days of rededication. Kwanzaa, 7 days of education. Kwanzaa, 7 days of celebration.
Celebration. We're going to put up our right hand in the air. We're going to pull down 7 harambes, and that means let's pull together. We bring it up in the African tradition of unity for people, for all of us to be harmonized and unity and unified in this incoming year. We've had a hard year. We had a hard year, but we made it through. We are the strong soldiers. We are warriors, right, on the fights of righteousness. Let's pull down 7 harambes. We'll pull together. And the last harambe, you hold it for everything you ever stood for, all the justice in the world. You hold that 7th harambe. So on the count, Jah, Lay, 2, Harambe, Harambe, Harambe.